Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, junior forward Mackenzie Holmes, along with All-American Trace Jackson Davis, this week's Big Ten Players of the Week. Both standouts at their Hoosier Cage teams off to 2-0 starts. Mackenzie's a career-best 29 Sunday night in that blowout of Kentucky. She scored the first 11 in the game, not missing a shot. Holmes, as we mentioned last week, came in the best shape of her career, a big part of her total scheme of, well, becoming the best she could possibly be.
Just continuing to consistently put the work in, be confident in the work I put in. And I think what's special about our team is, you know, I don't need to have 20 points a night to win. You know, we have so many great players that anybody on any given night can go for 20 or 30. So I think that's what's really special about us. We don't really pay much attention to, you know, those weekly polls that come out. Obviously, they mean more towards the end of the year when you pick your seeds for the tournament. But right now, we're doing what we do, which is putting our heads down, working hard every single day, preparing for the next team that's going to step in our gym or whose gym we step in. And
Big Ten Player of the Week, Mackenzie Holmes. By the way, the Hoosiers up to fourth. That's another program first. They're out on the hardwood tonight in Simon Scott against Norfolk State. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Have a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the postseason has arrived for Todd Yeagley's 17th-ranked soccer Hoosiers. They get the 15th seed, according to the NCAA Selection Committee on Monday, to begin the road to Cary, North Carolina in December. With the loss to Penn State Sunday in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game in the rearview mirror, it's time now for Indiana to dwell on the postseason, and that they will. They'll take on the winner Sunday in a game timed to be announced. They'll be playing either Louisville or Bowling Green. And at 14-5-1, as Coach Todd was telling us,
every game's uniquely challenging. We're just excited to be, again, seated. We're only the only program to be seated in the last 8 years, which is pretty incredible. And obviously, it's our 35th straight, which we're very proud of. You see some blue bloods out of it. We're happy to have the new season in front of us.
Indiana men's soccer coach Todd Yeagley, again, will pass along match time Sunday when we receive it. By the way, we did receive word that the Old Oaken Bucket game at Purdue on the 27th will be at 3:30 on FS1. Our thought for this Tuesday, luck is great, but most of life is hard work. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.